That's Charlie Hunter on KUMD, and that one featured Nora Jones, Day Is Done. That's off of Charlie's album, Songs from the Analog Playground. And before that, we heard from Alvin Lee with Rock and Roll Girls. I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. Stepping back in here to chat with Cliff Eberhardt. He is going to be playing tonight at the Amazing Grace Bakery and Cafe in Canal Park there. And also his opening act, Roland Trenery, is here as well. So we'll chat a little bit with both of them. Cliff, you want to get started with something before we chat some more? And welcome, by the way. You've been here a couple times. It's great to have you back.
Thank you.
What do you want to get started with?
I'm going to start with I Love Money.
All right.
I love money, but money don't care for me. So I love money, but money don't care for me. I had a car, I had a home. Money called my bank, my bank called my loan. And I love money, but money don't care for me. I want money, but money don't want me back. So I want money, but money don't want me back. I would like to believe less is more, but more or less, I still want some more. And I want money, but money don't want me back. Money, 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 come over here and sit by me. Money, 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 why are you always teasing me? Hand upon your knee. You can't buy me love, you can buy me nearly everything I need. Money, 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 money.
Cliff Eberhardt on KUMD, and that's a tune from his new album, 500 Miles, The Blue Rock Sessions. And I'm glad you did that one. That's a fun song from
the
album.
That's a greasy little song, isn't it?
It really is. Now, was that inspired by a singer-songwriter on a budget moment, or just kind of a general inspiration for that one?
That song had a really strange existence. I started playing. I tend to just
I'm an annoying kind of guy where I just sing all day long, and I'll sing about what I'm doing at that moment. Like if I'm shopping, I just make up a little song about shopping. And I was in a dressing room, and I was singing, actually in a major key. I was going, I love money, but money don't care for me. And somebody said, is that one of your songs? I said, no, it was a low audience attendance that night, and I was thinking about going home without enough money. And so she suggested that I finish that song. And then I just kind of wrote the whole song about our love affair in this country with money to the point of it being almost a sexual song.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I was recording the album, I still was doing it in a major key. And we had this great Mexican accordion player named Joel Guzman. And he says, oh, no, man. You don't want that to be like a major key song, man. Because you want to get down with that money. So I went back to my room and changed it into kind of Kurt Vile version of that song. So it had many lives before it got to the final.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a great finished product for sure. You made the new album in Texas. Now, you've lived a lot of different places. You're originally from Pennsylvania, is that right?
Correct.
And you've spent some time in the Midwest, and you've lived in New York and performed there for a while.
I was in New York for 18 years.
So, Texas, is that something that was ever home base for you or familiar
no,
for you? Or how did you end up there doing this album?
The guy, Billy Crockett, who produced the album, has a beautiful studio and performance space in Wimberley, Texas, which is right outside of Austin in the Hill Country. It's just one of the most beautiful places in the world. And we became very close friends, and he wanted to do this record. So we started collaborating and doing pre-production work down there, and I just fell in love with it. He said, well, let's just do the record here. So I spent 5 weeks in May and June in Texas, which I didn't know that it doesn't go below 105 degrees during those months, but they had a pool. It wasn't really bad, you know. I got a lot of spend my time at it. And it was just a great experience living where I was doing the record and playing with all Texas musicians because Austin is such a music town.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd never done a record away from the East Coast before.
Mm-hmm.
So and I just kind of gave in to the whole Texas thing.
Well, and it really has a great sound, and the guys that are playing on the record, they just are, you know, just subtle but right on. You know what I mean? Like,
well, you know, I think also
just
when
perfect.
You know, I was in New York for years, and I used a lot of studio musicians, and everybody knows each other, because mm-hmm. for me, doing commercials and movie stuff and TV stuff, and I think that you're playing with the same people over the years, they get a little jaded. They're used to your style and stuff, and they're not impressed, and then all of a sudden, you go to a new town, these people have never even heard of you before, and they play with you, and they're like, wow, this is great stuff, you know? It's not like, it'd be like playing with your family and then going to a different family, and then all mm-hmm. of a sudden realizing that what you have is special, where your family's kind of like, well, yeah, of course. You know, that's the way he always does it. So it was very inspirational because these people were inspired to play.
Mm-hmm. And it must work the opposite way for you, where, you know, you work with certain people for a long time and they're great, but working with new people must, you know, you must get something different from them that kind of.
Yeah. Also, the producer kept me from doing a lot of the things that I do. There's also, it's kind of playing guitar and singing becomes almost muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple of times I would sing a certain thing, he'd say, why don't you try not singing it like Cliff? And I'd say, well, who do you want me to sing it like? He goes, I want you to sing it like Cliff, but not the pre-programmed Cliff. And I said, but that's what people are used to listening to. And he said, well, how's that working for you, Cliff? So he kind of, it was like
you
working with
Dr.
a director.
Phil, Dr. Phil producer there.
No, it was more like a film director who would come in and say, why don't you define exactly what you're singing right now instead of just singing? And he'd have me sing it 20 different ways. And then it was really an interesting way to, it was hard emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
He really put me through the ringer. You know, I felt like I was in gestalt therapy, not in a recording studio. But it worked out beautifully.
Okay. Well, let's hear another one from you, then we will check in with Roland here. What do you want to play next for us, Cliff?
I'll play another one from the record, which is a positive song, a positive love song, which is not what I usually write about. I was challenged by, I was on tour this year with John Gorka and Eliza Gilkinson. We did a nationwide tour, and we would do rounds of songs that all had themes to them. And whenever we got to positive love song theme, I would play what I thought was my positive love song, and they would go, no, Cliff. No. So this one is.
All right. Cliff Eberhardt on KUND.
maybe Paris, France, or Tuscany. I wanna take you home with me. I wanna go home with you. Picky, any place will do. Maybe Tokyo or Timbuktu. Wanna go home with you. I wanna sleep with you in the land of yellow roses and walk with you through St. Mark's Square, Niagara Falls, anywhere. I wanna make a home. Any place that's right for two. A little shack or Xanadu. I wanna make a home with you.
Cliff Eberhardt on KUMD, another one from his newest album, 500 Miles, the Blue Rock Sessions. And Roland Trenery is also joining us today. How are you, Roland?
I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, tell us a little bit about you. You're going to be playing down at Amazing Grace tonight as well.
Yeah. Opening up for Cliff, he's going to let me do somewhere between 1 and 100 songs, probably closer to 1. And I've opened for Cliff a few times here and there.
We met when Roland used to work for Red House Records, which is the label I'm on. Mm-hmm.
This is true.
And that's how we met.
That's right.
And we became friends, and then I found out that he was a songwriter. And so he's opened quite a few shows for me.
I was at Red House for 12 years in the customer service department. Mm-hmm. Pretty fun job. Got to meet a lot of course, great musicians. And so I knew Cliff before I even started writing. I just started writing songs about 6 years ago and performing solo. And
it must be hard to work at a place like Red House and not be inspired to want to do music.
Pretty much, yeah.
They have such a great track record for singer-songwriters.
There are a lot of musicians there now who go out and play on the weekends and so forth, too.
That work there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a lot more like a clubhouse than it is a record company. I mean, I was on Windham Hill Records and Columbia Records, and you go in and the suits were there. And not that way. I mean, they have like little luau's and stuff on Friday afternoons and happy hours. And they're thinking of having a Thai day where they actually wear...
Oh, not Thai food?
No, they wear a tie because everybody comes to work in shorts and t-shirts. It does not look like a record company.
So instead of casual Friday, they would have dress-up Friday?
Yes.
Right. Well, they talked for about having naked Fridays, but that never never happened.
Is that when you decided to leave?
I was looking forward to the first one, and it just didn't come.
Darn. Well, and are you based out of the Twin Cities?
Right. I live in Minneapolis.
Okay. Well, what do you want to play for us today?
Oh, I thought I'd do a song called Fever That Yearns. I don't do very many love songs either, or at least ones that you would call love songs, probably. But this is the closest one I have on my album, Fever That Yearns.
All right. It's Roland Trenery on KUMD.
And with a little luck, Clip will be playing along with me. We'll see how brave he is here.
See how much you pay me.
You don't call, you don't write. I haven't seen you since a week ago. Saturday night, my chest burns. Got this fever that yearns for you. I can't walk, I fall down. You sapped my energy, then left me in this pitiful town, my friends say. So what's new? I say this fever that yearns for you. It's a heat that won't let me sleep till dawn. I repeat, I can't sleep. How could you be so gone? I got caught, there's a catch. It's more than kissing that I miss. I'm all alone with my imagination. Boo-hoo! And this fever that yearns for you. It's a heat that won't let me sleep till dawn. I repeat, I can't sleep no matter what medication I'm on. What went wrong? Don't you care? My rope is ending, so I'm sending you a curse and a prayer. What the heck should I do with this fever that yearns?
Roland Trenery on KUMD. He's going to be opening for Cliff this evening down there at Amazing Grace. And do you have a website that people can find out more information on Roland?
You can go to RolandTrenery.com or look around on MySpace / Roland Trenery if you can figure out how to spell it.
Well, thanks for coming in and playing that with us today.
My pleasure.
I think our styles are so similar.
And Cliff Eberhard here with us as well. And we've been talking about your new album. And it's called 500 Miles, and you did a version of the song 500 Miles. What was the inspiration for that, for doing that?
Well, I used to play when I was a little kid with my brothers, like when I was 7 years old, and we used to play that song. And when you're 7, you don't know what songs are about. You know, we would sing like, I'm a coal miner, you know, type at 7. And the way I do my mornings where I live in Massachusetts is I make a pot of coffee and I sit down and I play old songs, like from the 20s up to the 50s, just to kind of clear my head and to kind of say thanks to the people that came before me. And one day I just started singing that song, you know, it came to my head and I realized what that song was about. And the really weird, eerie, coincidental thing about it was that song came out the day that Mary Travers died.
Really?
Okay. And I learned it from a Peter, Paul, and Mary record. And I was friends with Mary. And their version was number 4 on the acoustic music charts last week, and my version was number 5. We were a point apart. Mm-hmm. And that really was eerily complimentary to me. And I really liked her a lot, and so it was kind of like a very strange thing that I chose that song, and historically something weird happened like that. But I did it just because I wanted to give it a version of, you know, so many people just played it very straight. And it's really almost a blues ballad of just how down and out this guy was. You know, we would say, I had a shirt on my back, not a penny to my neck. I didn't know what a shirt on my back meant, you know?
Yeah. Do you want to do that for us?
I'd have can to, you? If you can wait till I retune a little bit.
Or we can...
Well, I can do it.
Okay, all right, let's do that.
We can chat just a second.
All right, we'll just chat while you're doing that. That's Cliff Eberhart and that new album, 500 Miles, available on Red House Records, the Blue Rock Sessions, because it was done at the Blue Rock Studio down there in the Texas Hill Country. And Cliff's going to do a version of that title track for us in just a minute here.
See, when you ask people to hold on and talk,
yes,
that's when they can't.
That's
yeah.
When the
How are you doing, starts. Roland?
I'm doing just well, thank you. I tell you, traveling with Cliff, which we get to do a little bit on this tour, is also an experience. Luckily, we're sort of in the same age group. Of course, I'm older, if not wiser, and we get to share a lot of the same in-jokes, which we both lament. You know, some people aren't old enough to have gotten them yet. So there's a lot of laughter and...
Our sense of humor is about as different as our sense of music, so it complements each other.
It's something to work with, yeah. Yeah. But Cliff's been very gracious to me to let me open for him for a few songs. Plays along very well with others, I think.
It's a good quality.
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready?
If you miss train I'm on, you will know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the blow 100 miles. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. God, I cannot go back home this way. Lord, I'm one. Lord, I'm two. Lord, I'm three, four. And I'm 500 miles.
my home. Yeah. So if you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I have gone. You can hear the slow.
Cliff Eberhart on KUMD doing 500 Miles, which is also the title of his new album. Now, you also decided to re-record one of your better-known songs, The Long Road, which actually was the title of your first album, right?
Right.
Back in 1990, is that right?
Yes.
How come?
I think songs have their own little lives. And when you play a song, I had written that song that year, so it was almost 20 years. And it had changed along with the way that I had changed and the things that I felt about when I first wrote that song and the people that I felt, the way I felt towards the people that I wrote that song about had changed drastically over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes songs teach you, you write about something that you think you have written about, and through the years you see that your subconscious has really put something through that song that takes you years to really grasp. And I had played live at Blue Rock Studios before we made this record, and Billy Crockett said, "That sounds nothing like the original version. Do you realize that?" I said, "Well, I don't go back and listen to my old records." And he said, "Well, let's do that one again." So we did.
So that was kind of one of the ones, that, like you were saying, that he would kind of have you do something over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like he saw something else in that song. And
well, it was really anthemic when I wrote it. And instead of a song about kind of independence, it came out to be a song about forgiveness. You know, and there's a thing on the record where we were talking one night, Billy and I, and he said the most liberating day in a person's life is when he defies his parents. And I said, well, then the second most liberating day must be when he forgives them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a 30-year-old's point of view. That's a older person's point of view. And I think it took me 20 years to get to that point, so that's why we did it. And so instead of it's a song about, like, look what you did to me, it came out to a song of, look what happened in our lives, and I forgive you for it, and I hope that you forgive me. And
All right. Well, we have time for one more song.
I guess I better play that
one. You can do that one, or you can choose.
I guess there's no...
I don't want to make you retune or anything, but so with that in mind, people can listen to this song and... Take from it what they will.
Also, in the original, I did it as a duet with Richie Havens.
Mm-hmm.
And on the new one, it's not a duet. There's a woman named Karen Mall, who's a great Austin singer-songwriter, who sings more as like a spirit on it rather than...
So do you think you're going to be going back to Texas anymore to do stuff?
I just did a tour there, like,
okay,
last week.
Okay. I mean, what is this experience working in a different place? What is that?
I think I'll probably do my next record there.
Mm-hmm.
It's this huge complex, and it's a beautiful studio. I mean, state-of-the-art studio. The room that you record in has like 30-foot ceilings and, you know, mm-hmm. these beautiful wood floors and Persian rugs. They give you your own house when you record there at Blue Rock Studios.
Nice.
And then the musicians have their own room, and it's not like a room in somebody's house. It's like a Four Seasons hotel room,
mm-hmm.
complete with a cook. And...
That sounds pretty sweet.
And you're way out in the middle of nowhere,
mm-hmm.
so you really get to concentrate. And
what do you do in the? Are there any? Is there any downtime? What did you do for fun during the downtime?
Swim.
Oh yeah, keep cool.
And I read a lot and went for walks. It was a little hot for walking.
Mm-hmm.
We worked 12 to 15 hours a day, but at one point, like the guitar on the Long Road is Billy Crockett playing what I usually play because he wanted to play it in a slightly different emotion to try to, again, evoke something out of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when the record came out, a friend of mine said, "You actually let somebody play your guitar part on your record?" I said, "Well, it was cutting into my swimming time." I mean, it was really kind of sad at times. I'd be out laying on this float in the pool, knowing that all these people were in the studio working on my music, you know. And then they'd be like, "Lunch?" Like, it's not, you know, when you record in New York City, I'm the one going out for lunch. Mm-hmm. And you're watching the clock the whole time. Mm-hmm. And there's definitely no swimming pool involved. And then you got to go back to your own ratty little apartment.
So this place is not bad.
And the last couple of records are recorded at home. Mm-hmm. In my jammies. And so the whole thing is really different. It was like the way they used to make records back in the 60s, you know. There are the ones that you call friends. There are the ones that you call late at night. There are the ones sweep away your past with one wave of the hand. There are the ones that you call family. There are the ones that you hold close to your heart. There are the ones see the danger in you, they won't understand. I can hear your voice in the wind. Are you calling? Are you waiting for me down the long road?
Are you waiting for me? Can hear your voice in the wind. The long road. Long road.
Cliff Eberhardt on KUMD. Well, thank you so much to you, Cliff, and also Roland Tenery, who's opening tonight. And you guys are playing tonight at Amazing Grace Bakery in Canal Park, and showtime, 8 o'clock.
Thank you for doing live shows. Not every radio station does this anymore, and it's rare. It used to be where every city. So thank you.
No problem. We really enjoy having the opportunity.
Without you, I'd be nothing!
Again.
Right back at ya. All right, thanks a lot. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to this session again, you can go to KUMD.org. We'll have that up later today. You can also check the dailystrife.com later on for a video from the session. And today's program was produced by me, Christine Dean, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. This is live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening. Here's Sunny Landreth now on KUMD.